Well, hello everyone. Good evening and welcome to Masters of Brilliant Action, MBA for Modern Women-Led Brands. I am Hannah Fitz, International Brand Strategist and Business Coach at the Brand Atelier at hannahfitz.com. And I'm so pleased to be bringing this training to you because I know that, you know, January, we're still pretty much in the start of the new year and, everyone's still setting goals and still, you know, creating plans for the year of what you want to achieve. And I know that many women like you and I, we don't want to get to January and not achieve our goals. You're very much an action taker. You want to achieve the things that you've set out to achieve this year. You know that this is your year to make it happen. It's been long enough and you're ready to take action, and not just any action, but brilliant action to make your desires happen this year. You know, many of you know my story. I started with a corporate job as a new product development specialist for a financial group of companies. And because I wanted freedom and I wanted the flexibility to be able to do the work that I love with the people that I love to work, love working with. And, you know, I was not happy in that job. I watched as year one, year two, year three passed by, and I hadn't stepped into my true desires and how I wanted to show up in the world, what I thought I was, you know, created to be, how I thought I was created my divine purpose in this life. And, you know, I just knew that this was the right time and I could not wait. I had to take action. I had to do whatever it took to make it happen. So I, you know, I took my savings and I invested it in my business and went out into the world and had the opportunity to work with luxury brands and award-winning companies in the Caribbean, the United States, and Europe, spending two lovely in Italy, working with Italian firms. But today I am really dedicated to working with women like you, you know, brilliant women who have an ambition and a drive to make a real difference in people's lives, who are dedicated to their work, who are dedicated to achieving mastery in their field, but who really need guidance on creating a brand, a standout brand, to really package their brilliance and package all the wonderful things that they have to offer and really get the right structures and the systems that they need to build the type of business that they desire to build. You know, the modern woman isn't just interested in building any business. She's interested in building a brand, something that's truly iconic, make an impact on the market. And, you know, I'm really happy to share with you, you know, where to start, because I know a lot of people are caught up and stuck on, you know, who's my ideal client, or I need a website and a logo. Branding doesn't start here. And so I'm going to share with you some interesting insights and steps on how you should really be focusing on building your brand. And some of the processes, just a little taste of what I do in my 90-day coaching program with my clients. Now, I don't know what stage of business you are at. Maybe you're about to work on your website or a logo and you're just frustrated with the whole process. Or maybe you're in a place in your life where you're just feeling stuck and you feel scared and you just don't want to wake up another year where you are right now, right? And one thing I will say is that if you're busy being busy right now, doing everything and anything and grabbing at whatever comes, I want you to just slow it down and take a deep breath, relax, it's okay. And let's talk about how you can start taking more brilliant action to building your brand. Women build brands differently, especially modern women. What I've found is the difference between a successful entrepreneur and the woman who's not taking brilliant action is that the successful entrepreneur who attracts those high-end clients, why she loves, is doing three things. She's strategic, she's focused, and she's taking brilliant action. This is what this training, Masters of Brilliant Action. To build a successful brand, you need taking effective, brilliant action every time, right? And I'll share with you some insights on how you can become a more productive brand builder. I shared in my newsletter recently that I read an article that the international fashion brand BCBG had realized that it can no longer operate effectively the way it used to. The company is now changing its strategy to focus on building their brand online. Now, this is interesting because it's creating a new opportunity for us to work in ways that we couldn't work before. It's giving us the opportunity to create that laptop lifestyle, that lifestyle for freedom, and to work with clients all over the world and make an impact with our passion, touch more lives than ever before, right? So there's a huge opportunity there. And if you really build your brand correctly, you can really tap into that. Now, most people start building their brand by building a website, a logo, and they start pitching products and services to whoever will listen. In most cases, if not all, this is not brilliant action. I urge you, if that's what you're up to, don't do it, right? I want you to write this down. A house without a strong foundation cannot stand. Write this down. A house without a strong foundation cannot stand. There are key steps in building a brand with brilliant action. Now, one of the things that the modern woman is very clear about is who she is or who she desires to show up as in the world. And nothing will sell faster than your authentic self, right? So what I've done in this training is I wanted us to look at, how the feminine archetypes. And in branding, we talk about archetypes because psychologist like Carl Jung says that humans make connections through symbols and myths. You know, we try with certain things that are common place. It is believed that we are a dominant archetype, and this feminine Shinoda Bolen wrote the book, The Goddess in Every Woman, and sees women as having 8 archetypes, which are similar to the Greek goddesses. Now, before I go into that, I want to talk about, the modern woman and her building brands that are in touch with her inner desires and bold in her actions towards manifesting them. She's not just looking to create a business for survival. Women like you and I, create a business that is fulfilling and thriving, that satisfies your soul, ignites your passion, and makes a real difference in people's lives. You truly have a desire to help people's lives be better and is in touch with your inner guidance and your higher calling. Now, in the 8 archetypes that the psychologist identified through the Greek goddesses, she saw one of the archetypes being Athena. Athena is the personality of women in history like Joan of Arc, the woman who craves the acquisition of knowledge. This personality has a stronger masculine attribute and thrives on achievement, usually very pragmatic and practical, and loves an intellectual challenge. She isn't necessarily the relationship or maternal type. She loves careers like the legal field, CEO, accounting, finance, and medical. Because of that strong masculine energy in this feminine archetype, she's very good in career structure. Now, I want you to pay attention to those archetypes because whatever your dominant archetype is, and you will see that you may have like pieces from each of the other ones that I mentioned, but one might be more present in you. And if you're the type of person who is very good at structure, there are people who are not good at putting structure in their life and they need someone to help them organize their life. If you love accounting and fields of finance and anything practical and intellectual, then maybe this is going to be showing up for your clients and serving them. The Artemis woman is introvert and loves freedom and independence. So if you're the type of woman who likes the outdoors, and you have affinity for anything to do with environment or healing, shamanic work or science, she loves connecting in a sisterly way. So again, this woman is an outdoor woman. She likes, going out and exploring in nature and, you know, anything to do with the outdoors. And a little bit on the masculine energy side, but very much loving freedom and independence. The hero personality, feminine archetype, loves social prestige and is very attracted to high-powered men. She doesn't really have many close feminine friends. The main objective in life is companionship, and she is, in Greek mythology, considered the marriage goddess. And so her entire life is built around creating a beautiful, secure union, and then career. So family first, career second. Then you have this Persephone, which is the vulnerable, love spiritual, the vulnerable archetype. She loves spiritual rituals and is compassionate, intuitive, and wise. Now, this is the type of woman, if this sounds like you really have an ability to help other people connect with their own depth and meaning. And usually women with that archetype love careers in life, healing, holistic health. They're usually right. Anything that really is connected to the spiritual side and aspects of us as human beings, you know, those type of careers and showing up for your clients in that type of way. The Aphrodite archetype is a strong feminine energy. You know, she's not in the masculine really. She's a very sensual woman who craves relationship and love. She's very spontaneous and loves to live in the moment and tends to be more emotional than practical, right? So she's sort of the opposite of the Athena personality. And the type of career that this woman may really shine in is really like relationship coaching and fashion stylist and style coach. We have the Demeter. The Demeter archetype is really the mothering and nurturing archetype. So if you're the type of person like, you know, when you're very young, you really crave like having kids and you have a deep nurturing sense and you're a great mother and you're very motherly to everybody, then that type of archetype is also good with things like life coaching and, you know, psychology and also interior design and the art of feng shui of the home, catering, teaching, anything that would be a home-based business, because this woman is very much, her home is her priority and her family, her kids are her priority above all. And then the last one is the Hestia, and I'm not going to go into detail with that because I don't think it really suits any woman here, because you are all women who are building business. But just for your own knowledge, the Hestia personality is the woman who likes solitude and most likely to be a nun, right? So since we're not really those women, but I mentioned these archetypes to really get you centered on thinking about, you know, what is your dominant priority in your life? You know, what do you crave? It's so important to get what you truly desire and how you truly desire to show up in the world as a woman. You know, before I was very much an either-or person, and I was really caught up in, you know, if I did one thing, then I couldn't do another. And I remember when I was in Italy, I loved it, and I would have stayed. I really wanted to go back, and I thought, okay, I would stay there, and I would build my career. But at the same time, there was a part of me that didn't really feel so connected to the place. And I remember when I came home, and then I met the love of my life, and I had to really make a decision. And I really thought about, what is it I truly want? I think a lot of us haven't sat down and asked ourselves, what is it you truly want? And I realized that what I wanted was not to really live in a specific place, like live in Italy or live in the Caribbean or anywhere like that. It was really, no matter where I was, I wanted to be able to have the freedom to travel when I desired to do so. And with that grounding and understanding of what my true desire was, I was able to really build my brand, reshape my brand into how I wanted to evolve and really start taking more brilliant action in my business, right? So again, you know, the mother's life isn't about either or, and she wants to achieve a great balance of of most of these feminine energies. Like, she wants to still have the family and still go after those great achievements in her career, still be connected to that Aphrodite and have love in life and relationships, and really also wanting the freedom that the Artemis woman would desire. The modern woman wants to have it all. She's not willing to really sacrifice any of these things. She wants to build a life and business around the things that she desires and she values, right? So, but understanding your dominant archetype is really going to give you clarity as to how you want to build your brand and business and where you want to start with your life. For those of you who are confused or still not having clarity around what you want to do, because I think when you're not clear about what you want to do, you're not going to be taking the bold and fierce action that you need to take to build your brand. Now, I wrote this because that's funny. I said something like, you know, the modern woman doesn't apologize for her desires and how she chooses to express herself through her wardrobe. She loves to spend her days, some women love to spend their days in Nike, some love to spend their days in Jimmy Choo's. And she's embracing her own sense of personal expression. When you do that, you will find that your ideal clients will connect with you. Find your authentic self and connect with that first, and then look to build a brand around it, right? So again, I want to go into the other aspect that can hinder women from taking brilliant action, and that is not being organized and being, and unfocused, right? You need to get organized with your life and your days. Focus on what really matters. Live by your calendar and compartmentalize your work by specific days. And it's so important to have a morning ritual and to wake up early. Like, when you wake up early and practice waking up early every day, feel like you have more space and time in your day. You're not rushing from one thing to the next. And avoid letting your email media be the first thing you check on a morning. Check in, find your center, do something that makes some space for your day, whether it's working out or meditation or journaling. But create space to connect with yourself before you get into your day, right? And I think if you stick to a ritual, I always say, discipline in one thing is discipline in all things. So when you create a consistent pattern of showing up for yourself consistently every morning, then you will show up for yourself consistently in your work as well, because you would have developed that discipline. The other thing is not waiting to be in the mood. Brilliant action is not determined by your mood. It's determined by your goals and being driven to achieve that goal and staying focused on the goal and doing whatever it takes to make your goals happen, right? You will be proud of yourself when you stick it through. There are times, we all get discouraged and we all feel like, demotivated something. But it is the action you take that will make the difference. So, don't let your mood dictate your actions. If you know you're supposed to be doing something, show up and get it done, right? Eliminating distractions from your life and from your space will really help you focus on taking the brilliant action you need to take to build your brand. Now, how often are you checking your email daily? Are you constantly in your inbox? Like, every time you get a notification, you're in there and something is always taking away your time from what the task that you should really be focused on. Create a schedule. I'm going to check my emails once a day or twice a day, in the morning and in the night. Really schedule it and stick in your day, responding to everyone else's request and not taking care of your own business. And then I want to ask you, how much time are you spending on social media? Again, create a schedule around that. I know social media is a part of our lives now. It's how we communicate and it's how we connect. But you really want to schedule and say, well, maybe I'm going to check my social in the morning and in the evening, or just in the evening, and allocate the time to do the activities that matter to you, right? Understand the difference between priorities and activities. So many times the everything to look the same and so everything is a priority. But you need to differentiate that very clearly. What are your priorities and your priorities? Are everything connected with your goals and what you're trying to achieve and perhaps your family, the people that are important to you, big rocks in your life, right? Take disciplined and ordered action. Doing things in an orderly way will really help you show up more productive in your life every day. Create space in your life to build your brand strategically and effectively and taking brilliant action every time. So I've spoken so much about brilliant action. What is a brand? You know, people tend to focus on the expression of a brand as what defines a brand. Visible things like the logo and website, etc., have become synonymous with what a brand is. But these are merely the expressions of the brand. This is the tangible interpretation of what the brand is, right? A brand is a set of actions, memories, stories, and relationships that, when taken together, account for consumers' decisions to choose one product or service over another. And that's by Seth Godin, who is a well-known writer of Linchpin and a bunch of other great marketing books. Building a brand is like giving birth to a child. You have to nurture it. You know, you don't just like create a logo on a website and, oh, I have a brand. It doesn't work that way, right? A brand is similar to a child. It's like you have to nurture it. You have to keep it safe. You have to shape the values. You have to take care of it and mold it and continuously put effort into it to create the perceptions and the messages out in the market that your ideal clients will connect with. If you are not a brand, you are just a company, another me too in the race. And your key armor of defense without a brand is just price. You'll just be having to compete for price because you can't show people where the value is. And therefore, you know, there's always going to be someone who's going to charge less, right? The expectations and story aspects of your brand plays a key role in a brand's ability to charge premium price, okay? So, you know, you have to set the standards and deliver on them, and people will have little hesitation paying what you ask. When you create a great brand, you have identified your business strategy, and you've developed a great brand identity, which for my coaching clients, these are some of the first few things we do after mindset work to really get their brand building going. And then you're able to create great brand imagery to support that. And then you can charge a premium price because you know where the value lies and you have created the system for connecting with your ideal client. A great brand, when you've built your brand properly, and can transform an ordinary person into someone extraordinary. And that is powerful. These attributes play a key role in increasing demand and driving up your sales. So of course, you should definitely invest in building a brand. And I do not mean logo and website as the primary start. I mean really the groundwork of getting clear on the brand strategy, getting clear on your brand identity and your ideal client, and then creating an image around that. Now, there are three C's in branding that you have to be aware of. The first one is brand clarity. People who build thriving brands and attract their ideal clients are very clear on what their brand is and what it is not. They have a clearly defined why, and they have invested both time and money in developing a distinct brand identity / brand DNA, right? They have a clear understanding and have mapped out a strategy on why their brand is different. People don't necessarily buy products that are better. They buy products that are different. A lack of clarity will lead your clients to buy from other products over your offering, even though they're not better than yours. And I'm sure you've experienced that. Like, you have a great offer and someone else is buying something else that isn't half as good. It's because you haven't understood how to present it to your ideal client. You haven't understood that client. Customers connect better with brands that understand their ideal clients clearly, define their brand values, and are able to connect authentically with these clients. Your brand identity will play a key role in positioning your brand as different and creates perceived value in the mind of your customer. To build a brand successfully, there are four areas of clarity that must be defined and executed. Your brand DNA, right? These are all the conscious and subconscious codes in your brand, and laser focus on your client, your ideal client. Now, in my coaching sessions, I've developed a step-by-step process to help my clients get total clarity around this area. As much as sometimes you may want to jump to the more fun stuff like the visual aspect, this process is essential to taking brilliant action in your business every day. The second C is consistency. To create a great brand that attracts your ideal client, you need to have a message that they connect with and deliver a message of value consistently. Consistency is what will take your brand to another level, creating faster brand recognition and helping your ideal client connect with your brand, you know, on the surface. Even when they haven't seen your logo or your symbol, they just know this is from you, right? When your brand, and people feel like they can trust your brand. It shows reliability, seamless look and feel against the touch points. And your touch points is anywhere someone can come in contact with your brand, like your website, your social media, or any of these places, or if you have a location, your office or store, whatever it may be, right? People like some level of predictability, and they want to stay in love with what they fell in love with. You know, it's like a relationship. If you're dating a guy and he's sweet one time and the next day he's acting cranky and controlling, then you're going to be confused and run for the hills. So, you know, consistency is so important in brand. It shows that your brand is focused and stable. Consistency will help you create greater customer loyalty. You know, a brand like Coca-Cola, they haven't changed their logo since 1900. The company has been consistent with their branding, and that has been part of their success. They spend more on brand building than both Apple and Microsoft combined. Can you imagine? So again, you know, all these things are important to consider: consistency, clarity. But the part that is also a big piece of the puzzle is constancy. While clarity is fundamental to building your brand and consistency is crucial to building connections and staying with clients, constancy is what will keep your brand top of mind and create a client. Brands need to be visible. We saw in the feminine archetype that some personalities do not like the spotlight. Now, I'm not sure what archetype categories you fell into and online or in any space today, you need to be visible, right? You need to, one, call on your inner Athena and call on your inner Aphrodite that likes the spotlight and is very calm in that area. You need to develop the skill of being visible, putting things out there, putting yourself out there, right? This is why celebrities and major brands hire publicists, because they understand the importance of always being in the top of mind and to remain relevant, right? Winfrey shows up for her show every week, like she's always there, and we expect that she's always visible and consistently present. Is your stay noticed and seen by your clients? However, this must be strategic and well-planned. So, you know, it's not about just being seen for being seen's sake. There must be purpose. Your visibility must be linked to a wider strategy for your brand. Very important. Right? So, again, if you don't have a clear brand strategy, your ideal client is unclear and your value that you offer is unclear, then you may be visible, but sending a message that they can't connect with. Once you have clarity on your ideal client and you have a clear brand strategy, then you will start to see greater impact in the market. Leverage the tools like social media. You know, you don't have to be on all the social media tools. I know that it can seem very overwhelming because every week or so there's something new that's coming up and that's calling your attention. It's really being on the social media platforms that will add the most value to your business. and really understanding who your ideal client is, where they're hanging out, and stay on the social media where you can best connect with them, right? So you don't need to be on all. You can just master one or even two or three if whatever suits your industry. Become a master of at least one of those things to leverage your brand. Use the power of publicity. Get into the press and get published. Create live events and host workshops. I really love live events and workshops because it's a great way to get in front of your audience. You know, for me, hosting seminars has been a great way for me to build my brand and get new clients. And I really love it. And I recommend not only that, because it shows also your authority, and it shows, when I say authority, I mean your ability to be a master in your field, an expert in your field. It shows expert positioning. However you choose to be visible, be visible. So the four steps to building a signature brand, I looked at the three S's, and I thought about the three things that, you know, women need to be aware of when they're building a brand. Structure and support. Women, you know, it's just our to take care of everything because it's part of our nurturing attribute. And so we might find ourselves taking care of everyone else and taking care of everything else and not being supported ourselves. And, you know, it's very important when you're building a brand to build your brand effectively and have the right support in place. I want you to think about your structures like the frame of a house. After you've clarified who you are as a woman, you've clarified your brand your business strategy, your brand identity, and all the other aspects that, you know, needs to be ironed out to get your brand going, then you need to build the frame around that, which is the structures that will support your brand strategy. And this is taken into consideration, you know, the legal aspects of your business, you know, how you're going to facilitate your clients and all the structures and tools that you need to build your business. All these are areas that I cover in much greater detail in my coaching program. It's just really not enough time to do it in a 1 hour call. I mean, as you can imagine, the program is 50 days, so we can really go in depth with this. Once you have structures and support in place, including a team to support you, having the strategies, so having a clear strategy on your brand positioning, what you want to employ for your brand, how will you scale your brand? How will you reach your ideal client? Who are these ideal clients? What are the best tools and systems to use to reach them? And of course, now developing your brand strategy, what is key to executing that strategy? This is one of the reasons I feel passionate about working with my clients one-on-one. When they have worked through the aspects of their brand, we sit down and discuss and fine-tune their approach. And this process has brought so much clarity for them. Because, you know, it's kind of yoga and your foot should be at a 90-degree angle. But then your instructor comes in and stretches you out because you're sort of not a 90, your foot is slightly off course. And, you know, that small degree off can make a huge difference between brilliant action and ineffective action. He said the line of demarcation between success and failure is so slight that it's difficult to see where one ends and where one begins. So it's really making sure that your strategy is not only developed, but it's executed right. The third S is system. Drive your strategy. Having the right systems that allow you to automate your business and create a constant flow of ideal clients that enables you to share your message more often. The right system can eliminate frustration. It can help you better streamline your processes and create the type of operational support you need to achieve your goals. You know, systems are important in businesses, and of course, it's very important to get the right ones for your business, right? Having the right system to power up your brand will help you take brilliant action that is effective and productive. Then, you know, throughout tonight, I spoke a lot about knowing your ideal client. And this is important. You can have a great website, a great logo, a great brand image, and you don't know who your ideal client is, you'll find your actions will be ineffective. This is really an in-depth process. And again, I can't go into detail with it here. But definitely, you really want to get to the point where your clients say, you know, which for me is really when a client says that to me. Because, you know, once you've understood your client, you know what they need even before they need it. You have to understand what most people to buy and, you know, who are clients and what are they looking for. Those high-profile sales that I've done, which have resulted in thousands of dollars in sales, have been through a keen understanding of my clients' desires. Now, I want you to do a short process, you know. In you can use this exercise. You can write a list of your past favorite clients. And then next to each one's name, you can say, were they a paying client? So put 1 point for that. And did they buy from you? Another point for that. And did they refer you to other people? Another point for that. And as many people with three, then that's the idea of, okay, this is the type of client I want. Someone who pays you, someone who bought from you again, and someone who refers. And then you want to just learn more about that person and see how you can best serve other people like them. Let me look at the product development side. And I do have a sheet for the ideal client in my coaching program. I do have like a full list of questions that you ask your ideal client, and have a process on how to identify them and how to really define it in your brand toolkit. It can be really in depth, and you can take anywhere from 2 weeks to do this. It really is deep. So I always say, you know, with branding, it's all about the details. And that's why skipping any step will be ineffective. Product development. Now, I have 7 years of product development experience. I've worked with multi-million dollar products and even developed product development policies. Like every aspect of brand building, there is an art and science to it. What most business owners do is develop a product because they think people will love it and they go out and try to sell it. Taking brilliant action means being strategic in everything that you do. What I see a lot of new business owners doing is spending 90% of their time on product creation and 10% on marketing. Now, Dan Kennedy, who is a marketing legend, he said spend 10% of your time on product marketing and promoting those products and services. Once you have your great products, it's time now to get the part that everyone loves to skip to, which is creating a world-class brand image. You've done all the groundwork, and now it's time to translate that into a brand image that attracts your ideal clients. I really recommend with a brand strategist or coach to get this process right. You'll save a lot of time and money from active and misaligned strategies that don't work. Guesswork is the best way to undermine brilliant effort. Trust me, I know. I used to think I was brilliant enough to figure it all out on my own. And when I met my first coach and mentor, I changed my life and how I did life. And I'm still working with my own high-level coaches today because I believe that every time you want to get to another level, you know, it's just better to work with someone who can guide you in direction, trying to figure it out and lose money in the process. You rather invest money to get up front and you'll move along a lot faster. You'll achieve more faster. So again, looks matter. And of course, I loved my time in Italy because it's all those luxury brands, and that's where branding came alive. And some of those brands have been around since the 15th century and all that. And, you know, it's very exciting to see how some brands are sustainable and some. And, you know, brand image is the way that to attract people, because people are visual. But as I said, to attract people, but what will keep them is all of the other attributes, right? The brand identity. Your brand identity should be what drives the visualization of your brand. I know it can be very uncomfortable and frustrating not having a brand image that you're proud of, and it can also cost you money. Now, there was a study by McKinsey and Company that says that strong brands outperform weak brands by 20%. For some of my clients, I have seen performance improve by even 90% when they have a better brand image, right? A high-quality signature brand image is key to attracting the right clients and creating a unique positioning in the market. Ken Carbone said that branding is a sensory presentation and reinforcement of everything a brand promises to deliver. If your brand has an amateur, homemade, and inconsistent look, you are sending a message that your business does not care about quality. You really want to invest in your brand and in your business and in yourself. This is critical to brilliant action. You know, some people, they want to build a business and they're not willing to invest in it. They're still like hosting on a free domain, or these things do not look professional and they're not going to attract your clients. If you make an investment in yourself, you're going to see the results. You know, a lot of times when people aren't making sales or they're not able to ideal clients, it's because a lot of times your ideal client reflects back to you, yourself, in many ways. And if you're the type of person who refuses to invest in yourself, you're not taking any chances on yourself, you're not investing in yourself or your business, you're most likely going to encounter people who are like that, because you already have the mindset that you can't afford it, people can't afford it. And so you're going to reflect that, and you know, it's really getting out of that and taking chances on yourself, investing in your business, stepping out bolder, taking bolder moves, taking more chances. And you're going to see a whole new world open up to you, because you're going to know that you're taking the right steps to build, and so you can help others do the same. So again, before we close this off, I want to talk about, once you've done all of these things, you have your great brand image, product, and everything else, you need a great marketing strategy to support that, right? And I said, you know, I've said that strategy is the plan by which you execute your brand vision and purpose. It's how you connect with your ideal customers and get to see the value of what you have to offer. In my coaching program, I have an entire module on brand strategy and sales skills. Because developing great skills on selling is how you will move people from fans to clients. I feel confident to teach this because even when I was not conscious of it, I realized that this is a skill that I have been that has been instrumental in all of my successful ventures. The strategies I share with my clients have $250,000 in sales and even $50,000 from a single client in terms of sales. It has helped me move one client from saying no to a $1,000 service to jumping right onto my $17,000 offer. Now, I say this to make the point that people don't necessarily buy a product that is cheaper, right? And when you know and you understand your ideal client and you understand your brand and you understand what you're bringing to the table, you will be able to make those shifts, right? And these are some of the things that I share and I teach. Even, you know, I give my clients the full folder on how to approach the whole process of their clients and stuff like that. So we go through all the detail in the program. I also love social media because I feel like it's a great way to build a brand and relationships with your ideal clients. You know, so I really encourage you, if you're not already using social media to engage ideal clients and to start getting your brand out there and getting your message out, then I encourage you to start, right? So this is all that I have in this training today. It has been quite a lot of information and you have quite a lot to go on. And I invite you that if you want clarity on anything or you desire for me to meet with you to discuss any aspect of what your next step should be, I'd be more than happy to meet with you. But in the meantime, I encourage you to take brilliant action, do the work that is in, and create a signature brand and lifestyle for freedom that you truly love. Bye for now.